Now, back to a couple of guys that think Dr. Doolittle was a quack. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest in the studio, Pam Sordell, who is involved with Puppy Mill Awareness. Welcome to the studio, Pam.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We're glad to have you here. Pam, what is it exactly that you and the folks in your meetup do?
We're a local group in the Southeast Michigan area, in the Detroit area, that is coming together to educate the public about pet stores and puppy mills and their connection to the pet trade.
Okay. And what exactly is it that you're wanting to create awareness about?
A lot of our pet stores, we have 52 pet stores that sell puppies in Michigan. And a lot of them get their puppies from out of state. So a lot of people are not aware of puppy mills. Michigan doesn't have a lot of large mega commercial breeding operations. As a matter of fact, we only have 9 USDA licensed breeders that can sell to pet stores. Mm-hmm. With 52 pet stores, they can't meet the demand. Okay, sure. So we have to go, our stores are going out of state, and people in the public is not aware of where their next family member's coming from.
Okay. I'll comment a little bit. You know, back in the 70s when we carried puppies in our store, we got them from like the area community, you know, people that had puppies, that bred puppies, mm-hmm. From their homes, and then we brought them in. And then people would come to us years after and say, well, why don't you guys sell puppies? And one of the reasons I would always give is that, well, it's not the integrity of the pet store. It's the integrity of the system that's there, in that I would have to buy from a broker in order to mm-hmm. supply
right.
the varieties of animals that I
right.
would want. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would want to have a poodle. I would, you know, that's what the people demand.
Right. Right.
The problem is I can't tell with a broker in the middle who that person is that's mm-hmm. breeding those animals. And so it sounds like, Pam, you're actually spending time, energy, passion, mm-hmm. trying to expose at least who those breeders are.
Right.
Would that be a fair assessment?
Right. That's true. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And hats off to that, because mm-hmm. what I would do as a pet store owner is I would be like, well, you know, I don't know, so I don't do it, mm-hmm. you know. But
if you can't visit the kennel yourself,
right.
you shouldn't be buying from
right.
the kennel.
Right. So
yeah.
So tell us, is there in any situation for which you would see a kennel that is providing puppies responsibly, various breeds and such, and if not, why, or if so, how? What is the difference between, help us, you've probably seen some colorful situations out there.
Well,
maybe you could actually tell us about some of those colorful situations that you've seen.
Right, right. Well, I don't actually go into the kennels. They're usually out in some rural area out in the Midwest. So most of our puppies actually are sent to 1,000 of the 2,000 puppies imported into the state are imported from northern Indiana in the Shipshawana area.
Okay.
I did go down and I drove by some of them. Most of them are required to have privacy fences. So they're usually these little, we call them little hutches or shacks with indoor, outdoor, they're wire floor cages, and you can't usually see them from the road. We do have some undercover video, and they're usually excessive feces. The dogs are circling boredom. They don't usually have shade. They can go indoor, outdoor, but they don't go on the grass and, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. But so I actually haven't been to a lot of myself. What I do is I find out where they're getting the pet stores getting their dogs from, mm-hmm. and then I look at their USDA inspection reports, because it is required by law that the pet store works with a USDA licensed breeder.
Sure.
USDA means usually commercial. It means they probably are mass producing, because if you only have 3 dogs, you don't need a USDA license. You can still sell to the pet stores. So that means they probably have a lot of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So then what we do is we look at their inspection reports, and it will tell us the violations, and you can kind of get an idea what this kennel may look like. So
if a store were to look at that record as well from where they're buying from,
and they should.
Is that at least to some extent, if one has a clean USDA record? Is that at least more encouraging than a situation otherwise? And what
Not
kind
really.
Of well, what kind of right. violations do you see on these reports?
Well, the problem is the USDA has been very lax. I mean, the USDA is more agriculture, so they're more suited to inspecting farm animals. They don't have that many inspectors. They can't get out there annually. They released an audit last year of themselves because of a lot of pressure from larger organizations on the companion animal pet trade. So the USDA has actually failed their own audit. So they fired some inspectors. They're writing down, and as of August of last year, they are writing down more violations, and they're being more transparent with press releases and enforcement actions. So we're seeing a little bit more taking place. Even in Michigan, I've seen more violations written up on the 9 breeders and in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So I think that the USDA never really closes a kennel down for multiple direct or indirect violations. Mm-hmm. They just keep writing it up until they stop doing that particular thing. They give them a chance, and then they write them a letter. It's a really long, drawn-out process, and then it's just an enforcement action. They may contact the local Humane Society or Animal Control, but the USDA never shuts down a facility. There's been times where this is what I've seen in some of John Stottle's, the family puppies breeders. They've performed their own surgeries. That is a huge without anesthesia. They're not licensed. They do their own all the surgeries that would be required, and those breeders still have their USDA license, and they're supposedly under investigation. But so this is USDA facility, and they write it up, but they don't close the facility down for doing mm-hmm. that's torture to me. Doing surgery on an animal, and that's against the Animal Welfare Act, and that's okay. against the law.
So would you at least look into in the case of that store that's buying from there,
right.
Is it important that the consumer that's buying a puppy at least be aware that that's going on? Is that what your intent is to at mm-hmm. least uncover that
right.
he's buying it from this, and that may
right.
change his buying habits? Is
right.
that what?
We want consumers to be more conscientious about
sure.
this. We want them to be prepared to ask the right questions. There's no disclosure laws in Michigan. There's no lemon laws, and there's no disclosure laws. So the pet store doesn't have to tell you where they get the dogs from. Under our investigations, many pet stores will just say local breeders. We work with local breeders. Well, there are no USDA licensed breeders in Detroit. So when you say local, are they unlicensed? Who are you talking about? And maybe if you buy the dog, they will give you the breeder information. But most stores don't have to give you any information, so you just have to trust them. They've been around for 50 years. They'll say, we've been selling puppies for 22 years. So you think, well, they're credible,
Right.
And you're buying on impulse anyway. So
if somebody wants to go to a store, is there a list? Can you go to your website and get a list of questions that you would ask?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you find that information?
Well, right now, I send people to the Humane Society of the United States. They have a good checklist for asking questions.
Right.
I recently found another one. And my group is more of a meetup where we're more active, where it's all centered around the calendar and our campaigns and message boards.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting together a regular website that will be more informational, that I can put those, my consumer complaint form, where to file complaints, all that is going to be on one website right now. So
okay.
I don't want to point people to mine, because mine's more of a discussion board and things. So I'll get that information out. But there's many websites of how to ask the right questions of a pet store. But I think it's just better to tell people, never buy from a pet store.
Uh-huh.
Never buy a puppy from a pet store. Try your local shelter. There's purebred rescue groups out there that you can go to petfinder.com. And then you don't even have to worry about, maybe this is the 1% of the pet stores that's okay.
Right.
I really have not found one pet store in Michigan that is not okay. When I went to a mom and pop in Fenton, I asked, they had like 7 puppies. I said, well, where do you get the puppies from? Oh, a breeder in Atlas. I said, okay, well, I didn't find any breeder in Atlas, and I called every vet in Goodrich area. Nobody knew of a Pomeranian breeder, and I couldn't find her in the classifieds. Supposedly, she was selling in the classifieds. Couldn't find this person anywhere. And the litters were all mixed up. Like, there was a buff, there was a black, there was a white. And she said it all came from the same litter. I don't think you could, you know. So I think there was a lot. There was just too many red flags with the information that she gave me. You know, no USDA licensed breeder in that area. So I don't know. Even the mom and pop boutiques, I suspect.
Okay.
Pam, you know, this is a topic where I think we've really just scratched the surface.
That's good about an hour show, right?
Yeah, I think so. So yeah. We're going to have to bring you back in because I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, wow.
I just want to thank you for coming in and sharing some amazing information. This is a lady who has a passion for what she does.
And how does one get a hold of this group?
Pam, is there a contact?
Yes, we have a Facebook, Puppy Mill Awareness of Southeast Michigan, and we also have a meetup, Puppy Mill Awareness meetup.
Okay. We've been talking with Pam Sordell from Puppy Mill Awareness. Thank you so much for coming in. Okay. And Rick, we've just had a really, I say the word interesting, but I think that understates what we've heard today.
Yeah.
And as somber as some of the topics have been, they're really important, and I hope all of you are really paying attention to it. So on behalf of our producers, Holly Rotter and Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Bruce, this is the ever-changing voiced Lee Cohen saying, have a great weekend, everybody, and a great week. And please, as we always ask you, please take good care of your pets. We'll see you next week. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly.